It is a gorgeous Friday morning here in Charlotte, North Carolina. You are tuned in to Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie. I'm so excited because we have had some wonderful shows. Today we are going to cover nutrition and try to get rid of the crap. Am I right?
Come on, everybody. It's time to see the C.
Right.
Cut the C-R-A-P.
Let's cut it. Let's surely cut it.
Out of our diet.
No doubt.
We're going to be learning about what that acronym C-R-A-P means today as we find out the effects of food on the body, mind, and spirit.
Ooh.
Welcome today. We've got a beautiful sunny Friday outside.
Don't we?
And we've got a beautiful sunny room with the light coming from our little team here.
That's right. It's the feminine and the masculine.
We're balanced
today. We are so balanced.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Thank you. We've got Glenn in the room right here to my right.
We've got BG.
How you doing, Doc?
Hi, BG.
I'm doing good.
What's up,
Thank
Merc?
You so much.
Merc? The spiritual man on the boards.
All right.
He's working in a holistic and spiritual way through sound and music.
It's
and
a
technology.
Beautiful. They'll be tuned in to get some Merc moments.
And we got V with the voice. How's that voice going, V?
It's coming along, Dr. Leslie. I could not talk for 3 days, and I mean, it was torture. I didn't even recognize. I'm going to get my voice insured.
Can we talk about torture for just a minute?
Yes, because it's been one of those weeks.
I'm telling you what. Listeners, we just want to have a moment of conversation, reaching out to those who've gone through real suffering this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I want to say here, if you've gone through some incredible crises or tragedies or high levels of pain and drama this week.
And loss, yes.
Yes, and loss. You, including V's losing her voice, right?
Okay.
But it came back.
Yes, give thanks for that.
Yeah. Well, we, you know, and that is what we really want to focus on is what we have to give thanks for. Because as we focus on what we have and we focus on the blessings that are in our lives, we stay in that flow of receiving more and more of that goodness.
Yes.
But at the moment, what I really want to do is encourage those who've suffered great loss this week to be able to feel their grief.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go not around and not avoiding, but go through
it.
The pain.
Absolutely.
Okay? Because there are great gifts of gain on the other side of that. And let's all remember that all in all, there is a higher plan at hand.
No doubt.
Okay? And even when we don't understand it and it doesn't make sense from our third dimensional perspective and we feel real pain and loss, there's a higher plan happening. And God is no victim. Okay? God is no victim. And if we stand in that power and surround ourselves with the mind of Christ, the consciousness of the Holy Spirit, and keep our frequency in tune,
yes,
we can still access inner peace even when we're experiencing great loss in life. Now, I'm not going to go through all of the circumstances that these losses are involved in that I'm aware of, but
right,
personally within my own personal circle and people that I know and people that I do business with,
yes,
there have been 6 unexpected human deaths this week.
In 1 week.
And
oh my goodness.
My sister's dog, which is like a child to her as well, was hit by a car and they buried him yesterday. And there's just been a lot of drama happening. And, you know, we are going to have a very special guest with us here in just a little bit. Master healer from Colombia, South America, Carlos Valencia. And we're going to have a bit more conversation. I'd like for the listeners to get some of Carlos's insights on what's happening on the planet right now.
Yes, we need it.
And why this kind of turbulence is happening.
Mm-hmm.
As much as we feel the pain.
Right.
And I look, The person that I was purchasing, my husband and I were purchasing our house from, the owner of that house had a loss in his own family.
Okay.
His agent, so the seller's agent that we did the walkthrough with on the house 2 days ago, also had a loss in her family the same week.
Mm.
Both of them were flying to funerals on the same day.
Wow.
Okay. My sister-in-law had a stepsister and partner walking on the sidewalk when a drunk driver pulled off the road in a car and hit them.
Wow.
She pushed her husband out of the way, and his life was saved, and her life was lost. And when I say that, you know, I'm going to remind myself, even with my wording and everyone else, that there's no such thing as loss of life.
Okay.
Life continues on. There's no such thing as really death. We just move from place to place, okay? So we move out of these little physical bodies that we're squeezed and squished into in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment we come out, there is such a joy and bliss and expansion for us as soul and spirit. But those that are sitting here looking at it in the third dimensional reality, we are traumatized, okay? Unless we, and I know that you guys on the team, BG and V, you guys had an experience not too many weeks ago on your way to the show where you were exposed to the same thing, the trauma and the shock that our own body mind goes through when we're exposed to sudden loss, you know, and even expected loss can be very painful.
That's
even
true.
Divorce, you know, I have one friend who just went through the finality of a closure of a divorce that had been pending for several years.
Mm.
And even, you know, even when you're expecting, you're planning and saying, yes, I want this to happen, there feels a rightness to me, we're moving into another chapter, and we both agree that this is really not in our highest good to continue on in this relationship.
Right.
The finality when it happens
still
can bring deep pain and grief, even when it's expected.
Mm.
Even when that person has been sitting in the hospital on life support and we've known that they're going to be passing, and the family makes the decision after a long period of time to pull the plug and release that soul, and they knew it in advance and expected, you know what? The grief can be still just as deep.
That's right.
You know, the letting go holds its big challenge, okay? And I believe that it's something that's important for us to honor and to validate within ourselves and others, okay? And instead of trying to avoid, go into the pain. Go, you know, set aside that sacred space, that sacred time, and feel the feelings.
Now, Doc, you saying letting go, that's like forgiveness, right?
It is, you know, and thank you for saying that, BG. In that moment, I want to actually expand the perception of forgiveness to not just forgiving a person for wrongdoing, supposedly,
right?
Our perception of being wronged in any way, but actually forgiving every moment, forgiving life for not showing up the way we thought it was going to or the way we thought we wanted it to. Forgiveness is about allowing, and allowing is about love.
Wow.
Yeah, unconditional love is letting go moment to moment.
Beautiful.
And forgiving all that were involved in any circumstance that shifts life outside of what we wanted or what we thought should be.
Come on now.
Yeah?
Yes, yes. I mean, that's like with the forgiveness thing. A lot of us, we taught to forgive but not forget. But is that fully forgiving?
Well, is it? I mean, really?
Really?
If we're not forgetting, what is it that we're not forgetting? And does our not forgetting include judgment and some sort of condemnation that says, I was wronged, or that person, you know? Forgiveness, I think that sometimes we've held a consciousness that says, forgiveness means I'm higher than you, I'm right, you're wrong, and I'm granting you that I'm not going to penalize you for being as wrong as you've been. Mm. And I think that true forgiveness that comes from the Christed heart of unconditional love really is about understanding that there's a higher plan, and that we might hold a position that says it should be like this and it shouldn't be like that, but in truth, good is coming from everything that happens, even when we feel great pain. We've already seen and been talking about moving from pain to gain.
That's right.
And that actually the steps of pain that show up in our life are steps that allow us to move upwards. We can take that next step and be elevated to the next page of our spiritual journey, which is advancement. It's part of a divine plan, even when we don't understand it. And so I believe that forgiveness can be knowing that we are all equals, and that every soul is playing a role that they agreed to play in this life, on this planet, at this time.
In every moment.
Yeah, and sometimes the ones that have actually contributed the most are the ones that in our perception seem to be our worst enemies at times.
Mm.
Yeah. So
that's heavy.
That, you know, when the Bible talks about loving your enemies, you know, it's not really just about giving a gift to them. It's a gift to ourselves.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Give thanks.
It's a gift to ourselves, being able to love those who we might perceive as our enemies. But if we move out of that little smaller mind.
Right.
And let
step
the,
into the higher self.
That's right. Let the higher mind, the one that's really hooked in and resonating with the Holy Spirit, then we get that higher wisdom and understanding that brings us the peace.
Now, in connecting to that higher self, you see, a lot, that's where I have my issues at, in connecting with that higher self. Now, it ain't no process, it's no guide or anything, or no place of reference where we can go and find the way to hook, connect to ourselves like that.
You know, the Bible says the kingdom of God is within. And I would say that the most tangible step that we can recommend ourselves and one another to take to connect with that higher mind is to go within ourselves, go into that still quietness, and be able to feel into our own hearts. And that's where we'll be able to start having a listening for the voice that's the higher voice, the voice that God uses to speak to us truth.
That's a beautiful thing. And as we take this break, we'll be back momentarily. I suggest the listeners do that. Go into yourselves and, you know, give thanks and connect with that higher self. And you know, just be at peace. Stay tuned to Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie on 103.3 FM, 1370 AM. are back on the Holistic Living Show with Dr. Leslie. I hope you enjoyed that piece of jazz that comes from G out of Cincinnati, Ohio. That is called Groove Element is the name of that band. So if you enjoyed that, you can look that up online. It's an awesome, awesome CD. Listen, I want to just go ahead and give a shout out to Farrah Noel's Oils. We are showcasing Farrah Noel's Oils on bridgeholistichealing.com. We are your bridge to wholeness. You can find all of those fabulous oils on our website. I'm in love with the lavender and frankincense personally. I also want to give a warm and special thanks to BG Entertainment LLC for all the hard work on the videos, especially for the Mary Magdalene interviews, which are amazing.
Amazing.
And can be seen Absolutely. On YouTube under Mary Magdalene Interviews or on the Facebook page of One and Only Judy Satori.
True.
Yes.
True. And again, Farrah Noel's Oils, listeners, you'll remember she was on with us last week.
We were smelling so good.
Yeah.
I still smell good.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You still got it on you.
Yeah.
These are essential oils by a company called Ancient Legacy.
That's
ancient,
right.
Ancient Legacy Oils. And again, they can be found on our website, bridgeholistichealing.com. Go to the shopping page and it'll take you straight through to Farrah Noel's Oils. And, you know, right now, as we were saying, this is a time of challenge for a lot of souls right now. And essential oils is one of the many tools that we can use to help us regain our balance, right, and find that inner peace just to get a little bit of extra support. Look, there's nothing wrong with needing a bit of a walking stick from time to time.
Oh, absolutely nothing.
Knowingly choosing tools to help us, you know, for support when we need it. And again, you know, I noticed that we heard at the beginning of the show the little bang crash. Listen, and so as I said, this has been a week of a lot of energetic turbulence, and there's
Absolutely.
Been more than a few car crashes
That's
this
right.
week.
That's right.
If you or someone you know has been in an accident, Accident Recovery Center, which is on Wilkinson Boulevard, and then their sister clinic, which is Wells Chiropractic on W.T. Harris, there's
That's
two
right.
locations that are set up to help you in that time of need.
In every way.
Yep. You know, in your physical body recovery and also your financial recovery. They will help you with the legalities and the logistics and
That's
the car
right.
rental and the insurance work. They specialize in all that and take all
Lawyers,
that strife
whatever you need.
Off of your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
That's
704-399-1300.
Call Paul.
Call Paul.
And for those of you who don't know, Dr. Paul Wells, happens to be Dr. Leslie's twin brother. We're both chiropractors. You know
Amazing.
How often souls will come into this life and have kind of a parallel path when
oh, yeah.
we're in the family, especially when you come in as twins.
Right.
So he's also a doctor of chiropractic. Now, I'm very, very excited and honored today to say that we have a very special guest joining us.
Oh, yes, Carlos.
To help share his higher wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Carlos Valencia is a master healer from Colombia, South America, and Carlos is coming on to give us insights into the energetic impact that foods have on our lives, even spiritually. Okay, so we're talking today about diet and about cutting out some of the lower frequency foods and toxic elements in our diets that are actually working against us and not for us as
right.
far as stepping up to the higher frequencies,
mm-hmm.
which also means stepping up to the higher mind,
right.
which also means stepping up to being the creators of our lives, which results in what? Manifesting the life of our dreams.
That's right.
Okay.
So I'm still working on that.
Well,
right there,
we all are.
We all are.
Yes,
we are.
Daily.
Okay. Carlos, are you there?
Dr. Leslie, can you hear me?
Yes,
absolutely.
Nice Welcome,
and clear.
Carlos.
Thank you.
So we have BG and V here with us, and we all want to welcome you from the station.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome, V. Glenn, thank you very much. I mean, it's so exciting to be here today.
Mm.
Hopefully the connection today will be good enough so we'll be able to go on with the show.
Oh,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes. No, we can hear you, Carlos. Thank you. And Carlos, by the way, Carlos can be reached for those who decide you want to reach Carlos directly at www.c valenciaenergy.com. That's C as in cat, Valencia as in Valentine with CIA on the end, and then energy.com if you want to reach Carlos. So, Carlos, first of all, we are talking about the energetic turbulence that's been happening this
on
week.
The planet.
What is going on with all these tragedies and losses?
Yes, yes. Well, it's pretty interesting that you mentioned that, Dr. Leslie, because this morning when I woke up, I was almost going blind. I couldn't see. And to me, it's an indication that high vibration energies was coming to Earth, and usually that's an indication that my body knows or lets me know that something is going on. So we're going through very amazing changes, especially after the December 21st, 2012, and now we're going to a process of the evolution of the Earth.
Wow.
And so basically, if you would like me to elaborate a little bit, so people will be able to understand what's going on in here. It was it started in 1951 with Dr. Schumann, who he was explaining to the students about the causes of electromagnetic resonance within that two different bodies. And so he was able to come out with a study called the Schumann resonance.
Mm-hmm.
So he put his study in a little science book, and then somebody else picked up the results from that and did a research on the alpha waves, and they coincide with the frequency of the Schumann resonance.
Mm-hmm.
So now they got together and they started to study this process, and they figured out that the alpha waves and the Schumann resonance of the Earth is the same, which it was 7.83 hertz.
Yes, I've heard of that, the Schumann resonance.
Here we are. The scientists have discovered something that for eons, a lot of the shamans know about this, is that there is a relation between the frequency of the Earth and the alpha waves that control the creativity, the performance, the stress, the anxiety, the immune system, and the attuned to the planet. So there is this big thing going on with the Schumann resonance. So here we know that we have a direct connection with the vibration of the Earth.
That's heavy.
The scientists and the government, that they knew about this particular frequency, because they knew that this frequency was so stable, 7.83 hertz, that what they did is they synchronized all their Pacific fleet, all the communications with this particular frequency. But in 1980, something happened that the communication systems within the military, it started to break down, and they didn't realize what was going on, and that was the time that the frequency of the Earth started to move up. It was no longer 7.83, it started to go up to 7.9,
7.95, wow. 8, 9, and 10. What year was that?
That was in the early 80s.
Okay.
The early 80s, right, okay.
Early 80s. And so when you start to come to realize that Mother Earth, or Gaia, or what we call in South America, Pachamama, she started to vibrate. She started to wake up. So now we are in 2012, and instead of Mother Gaia to move up into her ascension, she knows about her kids, the babies, you and I, the humankind. And she is being so kind, and instead of ascending from the 3D to the 5D in one jump and leaving us behind, she had created the time that we're in right now, which is the 4D, which is, this is the time on which Mother Gaia is saying, okay, kids, this is the time for you to start getting used to the vibrations, to start changing the way that you're doing things, because it's going to go to a point that I need to go. So we need to die to wake up.
Wow.
Unfortunately, about 90% of the population of the planet is dormant, is asleep,
right.
Calcitrant.
Right.
But even
wow.
though everybody is at sleep mode, everybody knows that something is going on, but they don't know what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just for a moment, I'm going to have a little word to the listeners to interject for a moment here, Carlos. So what you're saying is that we as a planet are going through an energetic and spiritual shift. We're walking up that vibrational ladder,
right.
Okay? And not only are we doing that as individuals, but the whole planet is doing that. Is this what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay.
Dr. Leslie, exactly.
And so we're transitioning right now?
Yeah, we're going through the process of evolution. We're going through the process of transition, and that involves every living thing in the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the human beings, but also we're talking about the animals.
Yes.
We're talking about the plants. We're talking about all the elementals.
Mm. Right.
So when you start going through the basics of what the elementals are, we're talking about earth, we're talking about water, we're talking about air, we're
yes.
talking about fire, and we're talking about ether, which is basically the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
these are the elements of creation. This is the,
exactly.
the components, the basic building blocks of the world that we live in that God created.
Absolutely.
Now, Dr. Carlos, could this,
yes.
like you said, on December the 21st with the alignment of the planets, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the planets aligning in the way that it has, it affected the rotation of each planet. Therefore, it changed the polarity of the planets.
Definitely. It's changing the magnetics mainly. It's changing the resonance, the way the pulse of the Earth.
The pulse.
So it is no longer 7.83. I think that it has to go... I think that Gaia wants to go to about 13 hertz.
Ooh.
Okay, so the Earth is moving up to 13 hertz, which is a humongous jump.
That is a jump.
Okay, so bringing it into the present, Carlos, what's happening specifically here in this past week that would have so much drama happening on the planet? What is happening?
Dr. Leslie and Dee and Glenn, it's been an amazing transformation. As you can tell, that the increase of the frequency is bringing more energy things within the planet, and it's causing a lot of changes. On December the 21st, Gaia ascended to the fifth dimension. She's already there.
Okay, so the Earth itself has made a shift to a much higher frequency
dimension.
To where there's a dynamic that we call the fifth dimensional energy occurring.
Exactly. It's a higher vibration. So what happens is that she knows. She's our mother. She knows that we won't be able to have such a big jump within the energy. Otherwise, it would burn us in a way. And so what happens is that all those parts of the elementals, the parts that compose the earth, the earth, the water, the air, the fire, and the ether, they are going to be going through the process of evolution. They're going to be upgraded. They're going to be starting vibrating higher, so we're going to be able to catch up with Mother Gaia.
Yes.
Okay.
So Mother Gaia has something which in education we call nobody left behind. So everybody has to ascend. So
yes.
the issue that we have right now is that a lot of people are feeling the effects of that ascension, which is headaches, which is sometimes... people get lost. Some people are having issues with the digestive system. Some people are having problems with their diets. A lot of people, they don't know what's going on. They go to the doctors, and the doctors look around, and they don't know what exactly is going on. And please don't blame the doctors.
Right.
They don't know.
Mm. Right.
They don't know exactly what's going on. So
I'm going to give thanks for those headaches and embrace them from now on.
Well, see, we can
for
be
losing
embracing
my voice,
the pain.
I am embracing that.
Yes. And,
yes.
And understanding that there's a higher plan happening.
Yes.
And as Carlos is sharing with us, that the planet itself, that this is all a part of a divine plan, and that we can just relax and trust, even though it looks like everything that we felt like was secure is breaking down and collapsing all around us, okay, that there's a plan here, and that all of creation is making a shift at this point in time, and beginning with the earth itself, and that we as individuals on the earth are given a transitional time here, that our physical bodies and everything physical in and around us is starting to recalibrate,
okay,
so that we are available to exist in a new type of environment that if it came on too quickly, we would not be able to exist.
It would be chaotic, yes.
Okay,
wow.
Okay, so really what we're going through is a slower process of tiny steps of chaos as opposed to some massive holocaustal chaos.
Exactly.
So that we can, as smoothly as possible, make a giant leap in the journey of humanity.
Oh, yes.
Is
we want to be on board and catch up with Mother Gaia.
You always said no one's left behind.
Yes, indeed.
Everybody's on the wagon, whether you knew it or not.
Right. I love it. Thank you so much, Carlos, for that.
Oh, my pleasure. It's very important that people understand the basics of where we're coming from, because we are not just only this body, we are also spirit. And
yes.
So we decided that in this time of the new age, that is called, we're bringing the body with us.
Mm.
So this elemental body that we have, which is composed of water, we have 75% of water,
yes,
and air and fire and the earth, you know, the bones, the calcium and so forth, is coming with us.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And so this body has a mind of its own, and that body is concerned, We've never done this before, so the body is saying, okay, what's going on in here? And so the body is reacting and is acting up and is sending headaches and is sending stomach aches and is sending pressure on the heart and is somehow depressed and they don't know what's going on.
Wow, this is a beautiful thing. Can we just pause right there, Carlos? It will stay with us through this break. We're going to take a break. I hope everyone listening got that. Let's give a shout out and just a big hug to Mother Gaia for sustaining us thus far.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Holistic Living Show with Dr. Leslie on 103.3 FM.
That's right. And when we come back, we'll be looking at more things to do to help that physical body make the transition with our diet.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned.
WGIV 103.3.
Have you or someone you know been in a car crash or any other accident? Call 704-399-1300. Whether you feel pain or not, you should be checked out. You need to see the doctors of chiropractic at the Accident Recovery Center, located at 3120 Wilkinson Boulevard in Suite D3. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28208. Our spines are our lifelines. At the Accident Recovery Center, you will find all the steps you need to make a full and rapid recovery. Walk-ins are always welcome. Visit our website at www.charlotte-chiropractic.com, or once again, call 704-399-1300. back on Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie on a beautiful and sensational Friday morning with Carlos Valencia and our fabulous topic of Mother Gaia. Let me just say that pillartopost.com there with Dave Badger. You want to tell the listeners a little bit about that, Dr. Leslie?
Pillar to Post. Dave Badger is a home inspector, mm-hmm. and that man is the most conscious, knowledgeable, professional support person when you're going through the strife of purchasing a new house and all the due diligence steps that you need to take.
Okay.
To know that you're moving into that kind of whole environment that we want to be in, especially at these times.
Right.
This guy was just incredibly professional and had so much knowledge about the intricacies of the house. And all the way down, he's pro holistic living.
Wonderful.
Okay. So even down to toxins and nutrition and water and so on. So
okay.
we got into the most amazing conversation through our whole experience of moving into purchasing the house we moved to this weekend. My
okay.
husband and I felt that Dave Badger was an amazing gift in the process.
All right. So
we highly recommend pillartopost.com
yes.
is where you can find Dave if you need a home inspection.
I just want to congratulate you on the purchase of your new home.
Thank you.
I know,
you.
Ken, you've been working hard.
Oh, yes, he has.
It pays off, man. Congratulations, Ken.
There we go. There we go. Thank you. Yes, we're celebrating. It's times of change and moving up.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Carlos is still there. I'm so excited to still have you with us, Mr. Valencia.
Yes.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you. Me too.
Carlos, we really want to, now that we're excited to know about the changes that are happening on the planet and for us and this transition, this bit of a bumpy ride of a transition that we're going through,
right.
we want to learn more about the tangible things we can do to help ease on into those higher frequencies.
Yes.
And I'd like to ask your thoughts about food and what difference our diet makes to this process, Carlos. What are we doing? What are we eating that's holding us back? And what can we eat and drink that helps move us forward and more easily into those higher frequencies?
Okay, that's a very, very interesting question, Dr. Leslie. And, if you understand that the process of resonance and the vibration of the earth is being increased, everything that we ingest, it will have a very deep impact in our performance, in our creativity, in our immune system, and because your elemental body or your body is calibrating with the frequency of the earth. So if you start consuming products that they are heavily processed and that they use a lot of chemicals and preservatives, therefore you're going to be ingesting a lot of the low vibrational energy that is going to cause what I call weight. In other words, it's going to start holding you down.
Okay. So this isn't just having extra weight on our physical body and looking like we want those scales to go down in their number. This is about holding us down energetically and vibrationally. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay.
One of the analogies that I can use is like when you start playing the music and somehow you pump up the volume too high, and then you can hear that the speaker starts to
distort,
sound weird.
To having distortion in the sound,
So the music is coming through, but it's so loud that you have this distortion that is causing a lot of interference.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ingestion of dead food, what I call it, processed food, basically is going to create a slowdown of the frequency. It's going to create kind of like an interference within your ascension process.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know.
Okay, so does that mean that we're going to have, when we are consuming these dead foods that you're talking about that are slowing us down, does that mean that the ride's going to be bumpier and we have more of those symptoms of the headaches and are those resistant symptoms to the higher frequencies?
Exactly. I do remember you had a program that deal with pain.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that had to deal with the ability to be able to recognize pain. And the body communicates with us by means of pain. It's telling us, hey, Dr. Lee, headache, you are dehydrated, you need to start drinking a little bit of more water, or you start having arthritis, or you're having different problems within your body. It's an indication that's telling you that something needs to change, your diet, your thoughts, and the way you're living your life has to change.
Did you hear what he said? He said your diet and your thoughts.
Yes.
And the way you're living your life.
That has to change.
That's that emotional ladder, isn't it?
Yes,
thinking
it
the
is.
Higher thought. Thank you, Carlos. Yes, go
Get
ahead.
Get rid of that stinking
thinking. Yeah, thank you. That's right. But that's what's happening, Glenn. When you wake up in the morning and you're having all these emotions, because what happens is humanity in the past, we had a problem, we have an issue, and basically what we did is we threw that issue and we said, okay, we'll deal with that later.
Right.
And so now, based on the vibrations and what is happening in the air right now, everything that you have thrown on the back is coming to the front to be dealt with.
Wow.
So any issues that you had not deal with in this life is coming to the front for you to deal with.
Oh.
So a lot of people have a lot of, they have the ability to be able to look at the issue, maturely look at it, deal with it, and move on. Some other people, they don't have the tools and they don't know what's going on.
Okay. And so is that where we can benefit from some assistance from someone else? Someone like you, essential oils, having others
those
to help
crutches.
Us, to help support us
mm-hmm.
when we don't have a readiness to go into that unsupported by an outside help.
Exactly. Okay. There is such amount of support that is now available to the human in this planet that has to deal with all these alternative ways of being able to support the body through the things that you just mentioned before. We have the acupuncture, we have aromatherapy,
uh-huh.
we have oils,
Reiki
we have
and energy
earth,
healing,
Reiki,
light language.
Light language, uh-huh. we have angelical, we have psychic surgeries, we have it's amazing what is available to us right now.
Detoxing kind of remedies and clear
detox.
those toxins and lower frequencies from our bodies.
Yeah, Dr. Leslie, would you mind if I talk a little bit about detoxing, because this is one of the most important things that, would you talk about this?
Please, please
yeah,
do.
No, we don't mind at all.
Yeah, so the process of industrialization using chemicals and so forth, the whole planet is being contaminated with heavy metals. We're talking about mercury. I mean, mercury is everywhere. We're talking about radiation.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Fukushima. We're talking about the power plant in Russia. I forget the name that melted down, and we're still having the effects of the radiation plus the cosmic energy. And we're being bombarded by so many different elements that we need to remove from our body.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very important that at this point we start removing heavy metals from the body.
Mm. Okay. And can I just interject there, Carlos? I saw a holistic dentist last week in Cornelius. We'll tell you more about the specific practice next week. But I got understandings from him. It's very, very important that we be removing the amalgam fillings in our teeth that are bringing mercury poisoning into the body, and that the removal process is critical, that you must have a dentist that really takes all the precautions to pull that mercury out of the air immediately. Otherwise, you end up inhaling it and ingesting it through the lungs, and you get much more toxins that way than if it was still in the teeth. But it's much better that we have it taken out.
Wow.
Yeah, that mercury poisoning that's going on for most of us.
Exactly.
Okay.
But unfortunately, we have a lot of population in the earth that they don't have access to the medical field for us to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do then? What do you do with a family who is hardly making ends meet and can even afford to get an antibiotic?
Mm.
And so there are different solutions for that on which you will be able to use natural products that allows you to be able to detoxify and start moving things from your body.
Are those chelation products, Carlos?
Chelation works, wheatgrass works. There is also colonics works as well, too, to start removing things from the body. The reason colonics I like is just when you cleanse your intestines, it is very important, because when you start having all this processed food and the cheese and the bread, what they do is they create a line around the intestines. So everybody in this planet is walking with at least 20 to 40 pounds of extra weight on the intestine.
Goodness gracious.
And so if you start doing a colon cleansing and starting to removing that, you will notice that your body and your digestive system starts to process and start to remove all those heavy elements that need to be removed. 90% of the people walk around dehydrated.
Right,
and
that's true.
Water being part of the elementals, I mean, this is part of the evolution that is happening right now. The water, we have 75% water, so we need to start constantly hydrating our bodies so the body will be able to start eliminating what we need to eliminate.
Right, and not toxifying our body with toxic water that's full of chlorine and fluoride and chemicals, right?
Exactly. That's another thing of the industry. I don't know who came with this idea of chlorination and the idea of fluoride. I mean, fluoride is known to be used by the Russians and before World War One to keep their prisoners docile, and Hitler used it in the concentration camps to keep people docile.
So wow. Is that right?
That is
something.
Why do they continue to use fluoride in the water? Just because one study was made and it says, oh, fluoride is good for the teeth. Now, there is no evidence whatsoever that fluoride is good for you.
Well, even if we were to use it for our teeth, we can swish it in the mouth on the teeth and spit it out, but certainly not to ingest it in the body and have it go into our tissues. Just winding up here, Carlos, I wanted to share with the listeners, as you and I had discussed before, just a couple of simple basic steps to get some of the CRAP out of their diet. And we're talking about C stands for caffeine.
Yes.
And we were talking about how being over caffeinated and hyper extended into an artificially stimulated state can cause us to have a crash on the other side. Mm. And not to say that you should never have any, but most people are taking in too much.
Right.
Would you say, Carlos?
Let's deal with moderation.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, the CRP, I don't know who came out with that one, the CRAP, that's a great thing. I think I'm going to put it on my webpage.
I think you should.
Okay, let's do that. And don't forget, Carlos's webpage is www.cvalenciaenergy.com.
Yes.
Okay, so C is for caffeine, let's cut the CRAP. C is for caffeine, cut the caffeine. R is for refined sugars and flours. So let's cut back on those refined sugars and flours. A is alcohol. Okay, so cutting back on the alcohol. We got a lot of people that are consuming too much alcohol and pulling in lower frequencies into the body and showing up with illnesses and just a lower energetic state from too much alcohol being consumed. And then lastly, as Carlos has mentioned many times during this conversation, is processed foods.
That's right.
Okay, so our highly processed foods, people think anything that you're going to get generally in a box or a package that has a list of ingredients on it. These are processed foods, and they have preservatives and artificial flavors and colors and a lot of chemicals and toxins in there that are going to lower your frequency, cause toxicity in the body, and ultimately disease and illness. We're cutting the CRAP
out of
the diet to help elevate our frequency, help bring us into wholeness in mind, body, and spirit. Next week, we're going to talk a bit more about diet and the mind as far as brain chemistry goes. Carlos, thank you so much for joining us today. We want to encourage each of the listeners to visit Carlos on www.cvalenciaenergy.com. Carlos is an amazing master healer. He does energy healing remotely. He lives in New Jersey now, but originally from Columbia, South America. Feel free to contact him with your questions or if you want some healing work. Carlos, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Leslie B. Glenn. Good luck, and thank you for the wonderful job that you're doing.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Mm. Very, very, very educational.
Oh, yes. I'm definitely going to visit your website myself.
Me too.
I would also like to, sound is good when it's at the right frequency. This is CIAA weekend here in Charlotte, North Carolina. So if you are available to do something on Sunday, you want to go to Sunday Sound Sensations, the open mic talent show at Ultra Lounge off of Freedom Drive, where Cross will be performing some really inspirational music by Cardinal Records. So, yes, we want to encourage you to go out and just free up a little bit. It'll
Absolutely.
Be a wonderful, wonderful thing.
And
Dr.
quickly,
Leslie?
A shout out for Bravo Casino Italiana. That's www.bravoitalian.com at Northlake Mall, Italian classics with authentic old recipes. And they have a new light menu that's low carbs and low cal. So
oh, really?
We're moving on the healthy side. Just quickly to say, for those who want to call in, we've got a quick giveaway now. First three callers will get a free gift coupon to Bravo's for a free appetizer when you buy an entree.
That's right. So call in. The number is 704-553-1370. You're listening to WGIV 103.3 FM, 1370 AM, the Holistic Living Show with Dr. Leslie.
Blessings until next week.
That's right.
Cut the CRAP.
Cut the crap. Give thanks.
Awakened by winds, we travel.